How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You realize we have 8 Big 12 games on the schedule this weekend, and guess what? When it comes to those 8 games, every single one of them involve a team that has, yes, a chance to get to Arlington for a Big 12 championship game. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. Welcome in. Thanks for being a part of the show. We appreciate you being here. So, you look at the Big 12 and you still have 9 teams. That's right, 9 teams that are in contention to get to the Big 12 championship game, believe it or not. Now, I know it seems crazy because there's really only 4 teams that you look at and you say, okay, these are the 4 teams. Iowa State, BYU, Arizona State, and then, of course, you've got Colorado. But technically, Kansas State, Baylor, Texas Tech, West Virginia, and TCU all have a puncher's chance to get to a Big 12 championship game. Now, K-State's chances are about 6%. Baylor's about 5%. Texas Tech's about 3.5%. West Virginia is at 1.6%, and TCU is at 0.18%. So it's highly unlikely. I'm not sitting here telling you that I think it's going to happen. I'm just simply noting that when you look at the math, there are 9 Big 12 teams who have a chance to get to a Big 12 championship game. So do with the information what you want. I'm just here to share it with you. That's all. So you've got Arizona, TCU there in the mix. TCU is, of course, 0.18%. But hey, it's the old dumb and dumber line. So you're saying there's a chance. You've got BYU, Arizona State, one of the best games of the weekend. You've got Colorado and Kansas in Arrowhead Stadium. Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. UCF at West Virginia. Mountaineers still in the mix. Texas Tech still in the mix. Baylor still in the mix. They're at Houston. Iowa State's at Utah. And then Kansas State hosts Cincinnati. What annoys me about the schedule this weekend is you've got 4 games at 2:30 Central Time. 1 game at 2 o'clock. So really 5 games start within 30 minutes of each other, and 4 of those are at the exact same time. And 2 of them are the biggest games of the week, Colorado-Kansas and BYU-Arizona State. That's what I hate about these games this weekend, just the way the schedule breaks out for the Big 12. I know that's the TV networks doing their thing. I just, as a Big 12 guy, think it stinks. ESPN grabbing that 2:30 slot for a Big 12 game is awesome. Big Fox taking Colorado at KU for 2:30, I love it. Just as a guy who wants to bounce around the games, it's going to be tough. I am not going to lie, it is going to be tough. But we'll have you covered on Saturday throughout the entire Big 12 schedule. So when you look at the games this weekend, we know about the 2 big ones. I will have picks for you later in this show as well. So I will save those games for the end because 2 of my picks are going to be in the games of the week. So let's start with some of the games that don't have nearly as much pizzazz to them. Arizona at TCU. TCU's off the bye. Arizona came off their bye last week and beat Houston, who was playing pretty well. This is a game that you look at and you say, okay, TCU's got the offense that we expected. Arizona does not. Arizona does not have much going for it. In fact, there's a lot of just bad vibes coming out of Tucson. Heck, people are wondering if Brett Brennan's going to make it to 2025 as the head coach. That's how bad it's gotten in year 1. You know, you've got recruits bailing left and right. You got talks of recruits bailing left and right. Nothing's good in Tucson right now. They could win out and get to a bowl game. I don't possibly see how that happens. This game feels like it's got TCU by a mile written all over it. Now, the spread is 11. I wouldn't come near the spread in this game. I just, you know, double digits in the Big 12 is a lot to give up. And TCU, God bless them, they have not been consistent enough to justify laying the double digits on TCU. It's not that I won't. It's not that they're worthy of being double-digit favorites. They are. But I'm just telling you firsthand, I'm not touching it. It's too big of a number sitting there at 11. Some of you might want to do it. I'm out. I'll pass. But if you do, God bless you. I just can't get myself to that point when it comes to this conference and everything that's been going on this year. Because also, if Arizona does decide it wants to like turn it on, well, they're going to be in a very good spot because they do have high-end talent. They're just a mess on the O-line. I don't know if TCU's D can take advantage of that, but obviously, if you want to find a storyline in that game, that will be the one to watch. How does Arizona's offensive line hold up on the road against TCU? If it does okay, maybe you got a chance. If not, it's going to go downhill quickly. Allen says the Big 12 needs games at 11 a.m. and spread out throughout the day. These late games are terrible. Well, the games aren't even that late. We don't have a late game this weekend. We've got K-State at Cincinnati, which is a 7 o'clock Central. So we don't have that 9 p.m., 10 p.m. game, depending on what time zone you're in. But I agree. The Big 12 has not had, I want to say, 3 of the last 4 weeks, or maybe it's 3 of the last 5 weeks, there has not been an 11 a.m. game in the conference. That's just crazy to me. I mean, you know, this is not... Now, I know they're probably cramming a lot of the East Coast games there, but still, I mean, Big 12 always had 11 a.m. games. Now, it's 3 of the last 5 weeks they haven't had an 11 a.m. game. I can't figure it out. I mean, the TV networks are doing it for a reason. I just don't get what it is. UCF at West Virginia on Saturday afternoon. So, there is a lot happening around Neil Brown. And I think a lot of that will become clearer as the season or the off season or the next couple of weeks roll along. But the problem for West Virginia is that they just don't shock you. You know, they're 5-5. They technically have a chance to get to a Big 12 championship game, but it feels like they consistently beat who they're supposed to beat and they lose who they're supposed to lose to. And that's what makes it very difficult. If you're a fan trying to get juiced up about your team, you know, it's not the worst thing if you lose a game you're not supposed to lose, but you get a huge win because the vibes around the huge win oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes will supersede the low of the bad loss. West Virginia's a home underdog to UCF, and UCF has been very hit or miss this season. That is a slap in the face to this West Virginia program. Being a home underdog against UCF, it shows you how little respect even Vegas has at this point for Neil Brown's team. How much juice do they have left in the tank? I mean, they're in the Big 12 title race. UCF is not, but UCF is 2-5 in the league. West Virginia's 4-3. And they're a home dog to these guys. So that is, I mean, that's top to bottom. That is a bad look for West Virginia. If they pull off a home upset, although I wouldn't call it an upset, then you know what? You're probably feeling better about things. But UCF does come in with an ability to run the football, and they've done that very well. I'm hearing things about what could be going down there in Orlando, too, about Gus Malzahn, what his future might be. I won't get into a bunch of the details right now, but just know this. I'm not betting the game. But the wise guys, the big money bettors, love UCF. The line opened up at UCF minus one. 75% of the tickets are on West Virginia. Most people are betting on the Mountaineers as a home underdog. But the line moved from UCF minus one to UCF minus three. So that tells you a lot about what you need to know right there when it comes to what the big money bettors are thinking about this game. Elsewhere in the Big 12 schedule this weekend, Baylor's at Houston. Baylor has a great chance to finish 8-4. We know Dave Aranda's coming back. They go on the road to a Houston team that was playing better until it came out of the bye and got blown up in Arizona last weekend. They were fresh off that win against K-State. Maybe they were feeling themselves a little too much. But Baylor's playing some of the best football in the country no one's talking about, never mind the Big 12. That's how good they've been. And if they do win out, like I think they will, then Baylor's going to be a hot team that at least those of us in the Big 12 talk about going into 2025. So I believe Baylor wins this game. I love how this team is playing right now. They're as healthy as they've ever been. They have talent and depth in large part on both sides of the ball. And Houston is still in that year one. There's ups, there's downs. There's good days, there are bad days. And while they're home and they played better at home, they got the upset against K-State at home. Baylor's coming in too hot, too focused, and looking to finish even stronger after Aranda knows he's coming back for 25. So I think Baylor handles this one easily in Houston on Saturday. And then you've got K-State and Cincinnati. K-State looking for that bounce back after a tough loss to Arizona State. And it does feel like K-State's become an afterthought. And I get why they've become an afterthought, to be totally honest. I mean, it feels like they're out of the race. They're mathematically not out of the race, but it feels like they're out of the Big 12 race because a lot of us were surprised by the way last week played out. Not that Arizona State won, but just how bad Kansas State looked in the process, right? I mean, they looked horrible. They were out of sorts in every facet. Avery Johnson regressing in large part. He has not gotten better as a passer. He has not gotten more confident as a passer. That has been so disappointing to watch on his end. So there's just been a lot there. The special teams continue to not be special. Defense is hit or miss. So it feels like K-State's season is over. But just when you think that, and then there's the drama around Chris Klieman, what's going on there. Just when you think that, you know, they're going to have a big game. And while Cincinnati's improved, I don't think they're that good. And I think the better they play competition-wise, the more evident that becomes when you're going up against Cincinnati.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
So I think Cincinnati could be in for a rude awakening this weekend when they go on the road and they play Kansas State. And they have lost three in a row. They lost to Colorado. They lost to West Virginia. They lost to Iowa State, who came on late. So and don't forget, too, for Cincinnati, they're having to go on the road for some of these tough games. Three of their last four now. This is the third game in the last four that'll be on the road. Went to Colorado, went to Iowa State, now going to Kansas State. Those are tired legs for a tired team that is starting to get exposed for what it is. And that's an improving football team, but still a very average football team. So then you've got Iowa State at Utah. Of course, Iowa State still in contention for a Big 12 championship game appearance. They have dealt with a slew of injuries. I see Tyler is an Iowa State fan on YouTube right now, and he has commented, having spent years of 11 a.m. games at Iowa State, I'm loving these night games, both for going to and for watching on TV. I'm good with a great 6:30 game. 6:30 is awesome. You get Big Fox at 6:30. It feels like Iowa State's had a bunch of those this year. You're coasting, man. I love that for you. I love that for Iowa State. I love it for the fans. But I just miss not having at least one 11 a.m. game. Now, as Seek 100 noted on YouTube here, Colorado-Utah was a 10 a.m. start. No, I know that. We were watching it, of course. But there have been several times in the last few weeks the Big 12 has not had an 11 a.m. game. That has been a thing in the conference. So I'm not making it up. You go back and you look at the schedule. I have it right in front of me. Somebody brought it up on YouTube Live here. But there have been a lot of instances where the Big 12 has not had an 11 a.m. game, and this is another week of that, which is just bizarre to me because it's a no-brainer when you've got the bulk of the conference still sitting there in Central Time. Now for the game, Iowa State-Utah. I mean, both these teams are really banged up. But Iowa State is just, I mean, it's not even close. They're the much better team. And once you start throwing it around and you get the ball out wide to Knoll and the guys, just get the ball down the field. Don't get cute. You don't have Breece Hall back there. Use your big wideouts, your tight ends, your quarterback, and just sling it around, man, and have some fun. Don't overthink it if you're Iowa State. There have been too many times where they're overthinking the offense for what they want it to be rather than just playing to the strengths. Play to the strengths. That's it. That's all it takes. And if you do that, you're going to win this game. Okay? You will win this game with relative ease if you're Iowa State. So take care of business and get it done, and it'll be just fine. I'm Pete Mundo with you on Heartland College Sports. It is great to be here. I also like Iowa State in that game. So, you know, I'm not betting the spread. It's a 7-point spread. It's in Salt Lake City. A little tricky. But I do like Iowa State handle business on the road. They're in contention for a Big 12 title. And if you listen to Kyle Whittingham's press conference this week, it sounds like a guy who's ready to put a bow on this season and start thinking and planning for 2025. So that's just the vibe I get out of Salt Lake City. And they're not used to being in this spot where the season literally is over. They can't get to a bowl game. Well, I guess they could get to a bowl game if they win out. They're unlikely to get to a bowl game. And they thought they were going to win the Big 12. They were the preseason favorites to win the Big 12 conference. So it's a weird place for Iowa to be, but it is the place that they're in right now. Thanks for being here. By the way, if you haven't yet, hit the thumbs up on the video. Thank you for doing that, for being a part of the show. Give us that 5-star rating and review on iTunes. I saw a bunch of those coming the other day, so thank you for that. As I look here at I have Apple, but if you got Spotify, just drop that 5-star rating and review. We appreciate you doing that. We are over 800 now. The last one came, the last review came yesterday. It says here, Pete does a good job, thoughtful analysis, entertaining listen. That's very nice of you. Who is that from? Matt One Ton 210. Thank you, buddy. We got this from Crown CFB, leaving a review because I love the content and want more. Okay, that's cool. If I could give you more, I would. I got a lot going on. This came on Sunday. Native Texican, 1-star review. Bet you fools miss us right now. Y'all are desperate for relevancy. So we got a douche Texas fan who showed up in the comments of the ratings and reviews on Apple. So a Texas fan who is still listening and then leaving 1-star reviews saying that we miss him. It sounds like he misses us. What do you guys think? That's what it sounds like to me. Jeez. All right. Well, we appreciate you being here. Those things do make a difference. And subscribe to the channel as well. And as I've been talking about loosely the last few weeks, really a couple of weeks, We are looking for great business partners to continue to build up the Heartland College Sports brand. That could be you. We're targeting or we're getting reached out to by a couple of specific industries that want to be a part of this brand, that want to support what we're doing at Heartland College Sports, that allows us to keep building the shows, building the website, building the brand. And we want this to work out great for our partners too. We want them to be associated with us because it helps them. That's the goal. So if that's you as a business owner, if that's you as a regional manager, just reach out to me, Pete Mundo at heartlandcollegesports.com. It is a great way to build a partnership because I really want this to work out well for everybody, for us, for our partners, for our fans. That's what this is ultimately all about. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Now, with that being said, let me give you my three picks here going into week 13 in the Big 12 football season. I will give you a lock, I will give you an underdog, and I will give you a bad bet. My underdog of the week is BYU plus 3 at Arizona State. So just emotionally, look at this game. All week, everybody is loving Arizona State because they beat K-State on the road. Everybody is bailing on BYU because they lost to Kansas at home. We are getting too emotional about this game. Arizona State is good. BYU is really good. BYU has struggled with its red zone offense the last couple of weeks. That's what has been the difference for them when they have not been able to get the ball into the end zone when they get it inside the 20. That's what's hurt them. That game last week against Kansas, the defense played very well against an explosive KU offense that's been getting a lot better the last few weeks. What happened? Bit of a fluke, of course, on the Daniels punt. They get the ball. It sets them up inside the 5. They score a touchdown with Devin Neal. That happens. It's not a fluke. I mean, Kansas deserved the win. But, you know, it's unusual. It's unlikely. So people are bailing on BYU. And I took Kansas as an underdog last week. So I liked Kansas in that spot. But just like I liked Kansas last week, I like BYU this week. Because too many people are jumping off the BYU bandwagon. And they're jumping onto the Arizona State bandwagon. And I like Arizona State. They're home in this spot. But also, you're probably going to have 20% of that stadium being BYU fans. A lot of LDS folks down there in the Phoenix area. I learned that through our Heartland College Sports Forums, which you should sign up for. They're free. BYU fans and Arizona State fans have been active on there and are telling me all about how there's a lot of LDS folks down in the Phoenix area who probably bought their tickets a month ago. So you could see about 20% of that stadium being BYU fans. That might help them out a little bit in this tough road matchup. But all in all, I look at BYU and I see a team that still is sitting there in a great position, controls its destiny to get to a Big 12 championship and get to a college football playoff, and frankly, maybe is a little refocused after losing that game against Kansas and knowing what is on the line this weekend in this game. If I'm getting a field goal, I will take the field goal with BYU. Give me BYU plus 3 as my underdog of the week here for the Big 12. Now, I'll give you my bad. I am not going to bet Kansas plus 3 against Colorado, meaning I am on Colorado minus 3. The bad bet is KU plus 3. I will take Colorado minus 3. Colorado is not just playing some of the best football in the Big 12. They are playing some of the best football in the country right now. And as much as Kansas is vastly improved, I don't believe they've seen a team playing up to Colorado's standards here of the last couple of weeks. Colorado's not just doing it with the explosive offense. They're doing it with a defense that gets to the quarterback more than anybody else in the Big 12. And the run defense has not been bad either. In fact, it's second best in Big 12 play at 3.5 yards per carry. I know Colorado, second in the Big 12 behind Kansas State in yards per carry allowed at 3.5. They slowed down that Kansas running attack. They forced Jalen Daniels to beat him with their arm. You have Travis Hunter along that back end. You will have a great opportunity to go to Arrowhead. That actually, I think, is easier for opponents because the stadium's not going to be full and will probably have a lot of Colorado fans in it. and the guys will be juiced on both sidelines to play at Arrowhead Stadium. And I really think that this sets up very well for Colorado to get a comfortable win. I like them to cover or beat the spread at -3. So Colorado -3 is my next pick. And then my lock of the week. And this is just basically trying to take advantage of something that looks too easy to me. My lock of the week is Texas Tech -3.5 against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State absolutely stinks. They're awful. There's nothing more to say about Oklahoma State. They are a terrible football team this year. The only way you can like the Cowboys here is if you think they're coming off a bye. Mike Gundy's due. You know, we thought he'd have one of these games by now where no one sees it coming and they end up getting a huge win that's totally unpredictable. But why would you predict that? I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen, but why would you project and predict it to happen? Based on what? Unless you have some inside information or some just coin flip gut feel, there's nothing to suggest that that's going to happen. And Texas Tech is still in contention for a Big 12 championship. It's unlikely, but they're mathematically a chance that the Red Raiders get to Arlington. They are playing for so much more than Oklahoma State is here. They can run the ball. Taj Brooks can run all over a Cowboys defense, giving up almost 300 yards per game on the ground. Baron Morton can start slinging it around against a defense that's the second least efficient defense in the Big 12. Oklahoma State doesn't do anything well. So I know they're home. I know it's Stillwater. I know it's Mike Gundy. But don't view this team through the historical lens. View it through what it's been this year. And that's a really bad football team that does not deserve to be a 3.5-point dog, frankly, to maybe anyone in this conference right now. They should be a 7 or an 8-point dog in this game. Texas Tech's also fresh off the bye week. They'll be refocused. So give me Texas Tech -3.5 as my lock of the week. So I'm on Tech -3.5, I'm on Colorado -3, and then I'm on BYU +3. There you go. Enjoy the games. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you guys, as always, for being here as a part of the show. Subscribe on iTunes, Apple, on Spotify, on YouTube, and hit that thumbs up and leave that 5-star rating and review. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Enjoy the games. We're back on Sunday with our Week 13 reaction show. That's why you want to be subscribed. And we'll see you on the Heartland College Sports Forums. Have a great day. Go Big 12.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.